Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We had talked about it last week how, you know, you weren't into a couple of the games. Baltimore, Cincinnati, because Lamar Jackson was out, and Buffalo, Miami, because Tua was out for Miami. And Rob, those turned out to be some great games. Two of the best games of the weekend.
Yeah.
Both of them were close. And the end was in doubt in both of them.
Yeah, some bad football play, but definitely better to watch than I would have expected originally. And it said a lot about the other teams as we go forward, really.
I'm dead serious. I mean, and my pick to win the Super Bowl is Buffalo. And you never know.
They didn't look like
exactly
a Super Bowl team, no, that night.
Work out. But if Tua's there, you would think Miami wins that game. And if Lamar's there, you would think Baltimore wins that game.
And McDaniel didn't, he was bad. Like,
well, he was bad at the end with the clock management. Yeah, I mean, I give him credit for having an undermanned team. I mean, with a third-string quarterback there, having them right there in the hunt and a chance to win. But, yeah, the delays of games.
You can't have that, Chris. Brutal.
And it was just over and over again. I mean, it wasn't like just one. You mentioned it, Rob. Buffalo did not look like a Super Bowl champion yesterday or Saturday. Yesterday. And they're my pick. I'm sticking with them. But Josh Allen was at times great, and he was at times exasperating, Rob. And I said several months ago on our show that he is this generation's Brett Favre. And yesterday just made me feel even more strongly about that. That, I mean, he's awesome. I mean, his running ability, obviously his style is a little different than Favre's. He runs more and stuff like that. But his running ability, his arm, I mean, he made some wonderful throws yesterday. But he also can make the bad play. Doesn't do it every game. I don't think he's as reckless as Favre. But he almost seems like, sometimes he just gets scatterbrained or something and just does something like just out of the blue that's a bad play. Some of it's trying to make things happen with when he runs the ball, but he's holding it out there, you know, in one hand. And Yesterday, of course, he had the huge fumble that was returned for a touchdown. But yeah, Rob, I think he is that this generation's Brett Favre. Now, Favre won a Super Bowl, but he only won one. Obviously, Allen hasn't done that yet. I think he can still win a Super Bowl, and maybe it'll be this year. But you just got to kind of live with that, at least for now. Maybe he'll get it under control. I think when Brian Daboll was there, who he did a great job, Rob, this year with Daniel Jones. We'll talk about that later. But he had, you know, Allen more under control as far as the turnovers. But that's what I see from him. And it's going to be some awesome times, but it's going to be some exasperating times if you're a Buffalo fan.
Yeah, I don't know about Brett Favre yet, Chris. I get the turnover situation. We saw Peyton Manning early in his career had the interception bug with turnovers, 15 his first year, 23, 19. His first few years were bad. And then he kind of settled in and obviously won some MVPs with Josh Allen. And of course, Brett Favre won three in a row, the only quarterback to win three in a row,
right,
despite all the interceptions. And you did say he won a Super Bowl. But they're definitely reasons.
Manning had 28 interceptions his first
year. Was it 28? Yeah.
I knew it was more than 15.
What do I have here? Hold on, wait a minute.
He had 26 touchdowns and 28 picks.
Yeah, my
28 picks.
Yeah, no, he was bad. That's
I mean, guys turned it over a little more back then because we've talked about the rules.
Right.
It was 1998, but still 28. Yeah. 28's a lot in any era.
Yeah, but he wound up bouncing, you know what I mean, curtailing that, and of course winning, what is it, five MVPs.
I mean, he still threw, you know, he was double-digit interceptions every year but one.
Yeah, but that's that's like most people.
And Allen's
right.
Not like out of control. I mean, no, he's not going to throw as many as Favre.
But the turnovers are bothersome, Chris, because they happen way too often for a guy as talented as him. And fumbles is not just interceptions; he fumbles the ball too.
Because he runs
right. So there's always that situation. But I do, you know, I don't know. I just got the Buffalo Bills. Just were not as impressive as I thought they would have been. And you know, we could talk about the turnovers or whatever, but man, you
Rob, the turnover, like, I think that's why. Like, Miami got 17 points off of Josh Allen's turnovers. I mentioned the fumble that was turned into a touchdown.
Right.
But the defense, you know, you can look at it and say at times that, wow, their defense wasn't that good. But Allen put him in some bad situations.
Yeah, that you always have to look at that when you talk about defense because, you know, if you give up the football, you know, at the 30 or whatever it is, right,
with
a bat, and then the defense has very little room to move or maneuver, Chris, and then before you know it, they give up a touchdown, but it wasn't like they marched down the field 70 yards. They had a short field.
Right,
and you set them up, and it puts in for a tough spot. So I'm not writing off Buffalo yet, but that game just didn't feel right. If you were a Buffalo Bills fan, I'm sure you're happy you won, but you had to hold your breath and think, what would have happened? You just said if Tua played, or you had a little more of experienced coach, or you know, you know they didn't shoot themselves in the foot because you can't have a third string quarterback, Chris, where you bringing in plays. And trying to get them set with 8 seconds to go.
That was why you're talking about the delays.
Delay of games.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't do it.
There's no doubt.
And with 8 seconds to go?
Yeah. he's new. I mean, fairly new. He's certainly not used to being in those situations.
Right.
Skylar Thompson. And Rob, he was 18 for 45, which obviously isn't good.
That's not good. That's what
threw two picks. And then Allen was sacked seven times, and it still was a three-point game.
Right.
And that's, to me, that shows you that those turnovers were huge because Buffalo, you know, outgained them tremendously. They rushed for over 100 yards. Miami rushed for 42. So, you know, Miami didn't even barely had 250 yards total. But
it should have never been that
because
close.
Of those turnovers. No.
No doubt.
And so I'm kind of, as a guy that picked Buffalo to win it, and obviously, Rob, we like our picks to win, I'm looking at it as Miami, you know, a divisional opponent. It's tough to beat divisional opponents just because they know you. They're familiar with what you do. A third time playing them. I'm looking at it like that. Obviously, Miami beat them earlier in the year, and then the Bills beat them in that snow up in Buffalo. So I'm hoping that's what it was. I mean, obviously, Cincinnati didn't look great. That's who they play next week. So, you know, both of the teams, the 2 and 3 seeds, didn't really look great. So we'll see next week. But, yeah, I there's no doubt that Buffalo didn't look like a world beater, and the world beater that many people have said they are. But we'll see. They're still alive, and that's what it is, Robin. The playoffs, it is win and advance, and they certainly did that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the hosts of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing.
Wait.
He's
still on the line.
Get off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done,
yeah,
listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Our next guest is a former Pro Bowl wide receiver, now co-host of Up On Game Saturday right here on Fox Sports Radio, friend of the show, our man TJ Houshmandzadeh. Hoosh, what's up?
What's up?
Man, how y'all doing?
We are good, brother. We are good. Let's get right to it. There's a lot to get to. We were just talking about, I think, Hoosh, that Josh Allen is this generation's Brett Favre.
I'm not there yet, but Chris is there.
He's great. He's going to do some excellent things. He's going to make some huge plays for you. And Favre did win a Super Bowl, but he also makes some boneheaded plays that just make you scratch your head and can cost your team. Do you agree with that? Do you think that'll ultimately cost Buffalo this year?
When you watch the game against the Dolphins, it sure seems that way. But I'm a believer in his talent. You're not going to play your best game all the time. Now, does he need to cut back on some of the turnovers? Of course. But ultimately, you just want to win the game. And as long as they win the game, he should be able to correct those mistakes. And a lot of times when you win, it's like, okay, we don't have much to work on. And so I'm not going to take it that far, but Brett Favre is one of the best quarterbacks ever
played.
Right,
I'm not even saying it as an insult.
If they're saying you're Brett Favre, well, hey, he's right. Going to do very well.
I said, absolutely. Yeah, Brett Favre won 3 straight MVPs. I said, but.
Like, I think he'll be that good, but he's going to, you know, have those negatives too. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Lamar Jackson and his whole scenario. And I guess on your was that on the radio show you said that this week? About
Up on Game.
Okay, for people,
yeah.
Up on Game on here on Fox Sports Radio, tell everybody what you said so we could start from there, and then I have a question because
it was just basically it was the fact that the organization felt like Lamar was ready to play, and he wasn't playing. I mean, it's as simple as that. They felt like he should have been able to play this past weekend, if not previous weekends, and he just didn't want to play technically.
Do you know what they're basing that on?
That's a serious charge.
Listen, right. Okay, this is what I'll say. I tore my PCL. I tore it. I didn't have a grade 2, grade 3. Right. I tore mine. I missed 3 weeks.
Wow.
But everybody's different, though. Wow.
And
let me say this, too.
Everybody is different. And I was maybe his age or a year older. And I'll say this is, I'm not mad at Lamar for not playing. I'm just stating what I was told.
No. Right. That's
and
fine.
So,
but
like, if you don't have a long-term contract, you think I'm getting out there to play?
Well,
and
right.
I don't feel 100% comfortable? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because this is the thing. They always approach it as a business. When I say they, it's management in the front office. It's always a business for them.
And see,
as soon as we approach it as a business, it's what is wrong with you. If it's good for you, why can't it be good for me?
There you go. And here's that's my biggest issue when I hear these former players, and I'm not saying you ripping him.
Nah, they hating.
Yes,
them
they
former
are
players
hating.
That do that, they need to stop with this, man, because they hating, and they know they hating. They just saying that for TV.
Thank
they
you. They are hating TJ, and I'm glad you're saying it because Chris, it makes no sense to me why they would do that. And how come there's no onus? And I know we'll talk about it later. Where's the onus on the Ravens? The guy's won you 75% of every game he started. He won a unanimous MVP. Why the hell didn't you make it a priority to get his deal done? And now you're going to cry boo-hoo-hoo that he's not going to go out there not feeling 100% and put his long-term career at risk? Not feeling right, TJ?
Rob, you can't do that as a player.
You can't.
You don't have that security. But when you look at the Ravens and you say to you the Ravens, they offered him the second most guaranteed money in NFL history. So what is that number? We don't know. We know Deshaun is the most at 230. I believe at that point in time, it was Kyler Murray was second. And I believe – so between Kyler Murray – and Deshaun Watson, they felt like they offered him a fair deal. They don't want to go and open Pandora's box again.
It's been open already, and you know what? It's been open, and if they want to play ball and they want their quarterback that wins 75% of the games and they want a chance to win a Super Bowl, it's not going to be with their third-string quarterback, so shame on them.
It's not going to be
okay?
with the backup either.
That's
it's
right.
It's not going to be with the backup
so
either.
So shame on them.
Hoosh, do you know or have you heard? Because we're getting, you know, some of the teammates. You heard Sammy Watkins say he was hoping Lamar would have played. It seemed like he thought he could play.
And
Marlon Humphrey said after the game that Lamar was limping around the facility. They knew he wasn't playing. Like, do you think that, or have you heard, what have you heard about the teammates? Are they feeling like, man, he could have played? He just, you know, the contract or what?
Marlon Humphrey is being a good teammate. He's being a good teammate because he knows what's going on. He knows. Right. So, like,
so they all know that, like, yeah, obviously, like, we know they like Lamar.
Yeah, and they know Lamar could have played, but they get it. Marlon Humphrey's had it. He's been paid. And it's the thing, though. Like, when you look at the Baltimore Ravens and you just go through the history of the Baltimore Ravens, if you're a high draft pick for the Ravens and you play solid, you're getting a second contract. They build through the draft. The Ravens do not let guys go. They sign their own players. They do it. Just look at the history of the Baltimore Ravens. Anybody that's a decent player gets a second and maybe a third contract with the Ravens. And so that's like they operate in good faith. Lamar wants a fully guaranteed contract. Somebody's going to have to bend on this. I don't know who's going to blink. Somebody's going to have to blink because the Ravens, they're better with him. Start over if you want to, and then you're going to see.
Right. And you know what? Why shouldn't he want a fully guaranteed contract? Why not? It's been given. Kirk Cousins got one, Deshaun Watson. No, but Kirk Cousins' contract was fully guaranteed. It wasn't as big, Chris. It was a 3-year deal. Remember that? So it's happened before. And why shouldn't he want it? The NFL, with all them, all they do all the time, TJ, is brag about how much money they make. They got money.
Rob, this is the thing. You look at last night's game, and I love the Bengals. That's my team. And I have a lot of love for the Ravens because I really respect Harbaugh and what they've done. But if Lamar is playing, I don't know who watches that game doesn't say Baltimore may win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How do you see this? I know you said one side has to budge, but what do you think are the chances of Lamar being with another team next year? A lot of people are starting to think that might be the conclusion.
I can't see that happening. You don't let a player of Lamar's caliber, you're not trading him. You franchise him. It probably pisses him off, but you can't pull the Le'Veon Bell and not play and sit out. And so I don't see that. I don't see that happening where Lamar is playing on the – everybody wants to find a quarterback, and you can say he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. Nope. Let's talk about what he does do. Let's talk about that. Start over if you want to, and then you're going to find out.
And let me ask you one other thing, talking about quarterbacks in the game tonight, Tampa Bay and Dallas. Is this D-Day for Dak Prescott? Because I just feel if he has a bad game or has two or three picks and they lose this game to an inferior Tampa Bay team, how in the world do you continue to go on? Is this a big day for Dak?
Oh, it's a big game for Dak, but I don't believe Dak is going anywhere. He just signed a contract. Right. We're talking contracts.
No, but I'm talking about whether or not you realize that he's not that guy and he's not going to, you know, moving forward. I get that.
I mean, Dak, it's just this season has been perplexing because he missed five games. He missed five games, and he led the NFL in picks.
Right, like, which is ridiculous.
He hadn't done, like, that's not in his DNA, or it has not been in his DNA to turn the ball over. And so, but when you look at it, good players, good quarterbacks, when they have a bad game, they bounce back. That game against the Commanders was awful.
That was awful.
I expect Dak to bounce back because very rarely do good players play back-to-back games the way he just played. So I expect him to bounce back here in the next 30 to 45 minutes. I expect the Cowboys to win the game. Again, Tampa, they haven't looked good all year.
No. Nope.
But Brady is undefeated against the Cowboys, and he's still Brady.
We got about a minute left. Brock Purdy is trying to become the first rookie ever to win a Super Bowl, rookie quarterback. How good do you think his chances are?
I mean, it really depends. One, I'm eager to see if they match up with the Eagles, how that matchup unfolds. Number two is it's going to be tough for Purdy. Things have gone his way. He hasn't experienced a lot of adversity, and so we got to see our response to that. things have been, I mean, he's been a front runner, and I don't mean like he is a front runner. The 49ers, they just dominate everybody. They make things comfortable for him. He doesn't have to do a lot. I mean, he throws a 10-yard pass to Debo. Debo takes a 70.
Right, right.
Like, that was all Debo, but that goes on Brock Purdy's stats for a 70-yard touchdown pass, you know? He throws a screen to McCaffrey. McCaffrey goes 60. And so he's done very, very well. I don't want to take anything away from him. He's done well. But to win a Super Bowl, I mean, you're going against the best of the best when you get there. And so it's going to be tough. But with that defense, they can do it. But if I'm a bet man, I'm saying that's not going to happen.
All right, that's our man T.J.
Houshmandzadeh,
former Pro Bowl wide receiver. You can check him out every Saturday morning here on Fox Sports Radio up on Game. Great stuff, brother. Enjoy the
man,
game tonight.
As usual, man, y'all keep up the great work, fellas.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Brandon Staley and the Chargers. Rob, I'm sorry. When you get a 27-0 lead, you should win.
Chris, I couldn't agree with you more.
I don't care what, like, you should win. 27-0, 27-7 heading in at halftime. You should win that game. Period. And Brandon Staley and the Chargers, obviously, as everyone knows now, gave up the, you know, they lost 31-30. Trevor Lawrence, 4 interceptions in the first half, comes back with 4 touchdowns.
And 5 turnovers, Chris, in the first
half.
You know, when you add in the fumble, they have 5 turnovers.
And it was a 5-0 turnover advantage for the Chargers. How do you lose? You got a 5-0 turnover advantage. How do you lose that game? And Rob, I don't think Brandon Staley's safe. I don't know if they, know if they've come out and made
Adam,
an official statement.
Adam Schefter is reporting that they're looking at the coordinators, but they believe that Brandon Staley is safe. And Chris, it is the biggest cop-out of ownership by the Chargers. There's a reason why some teams never win, for real.
Thank you.
And this would be that example. Because, Chris, it as bad as this was, it ain't just about this.
Thank you.
It's a laundry list of reasons why Brandon Staley should be fired. Mike Williams didn't play because he played him in a meaningless game. Last year, in what essentially was a playoff game against the Raiders, right, he cost him getting into that.
Called a timeout with 30 seconds
exactly.
left.
Exactly. And the Raiders
left.
Were basically
yep,
ready to just let it be a tie.
Because they both would have got in.
Right. And they both would have got in. And then we've seen them blow games that they should win, Chris, with dumb Madden calls where you're going for it on 4th-and-9 at your 32. What are you doing?
Rob, this year, remember in October, they played Cleveland. 4th-and-2,
got bailed
I believe.
Out.
Right, 4th-and-2
yep.
at their own 46.
And they didn't make it.
A minute left, right. They failed to get there.
And the kicker missed it for Cleveland, Chris. Yep. They should have lost that
yarder,
game.
Which is makeable, obviously. Yeah. And remember, Keenan Allen, and this is another reason I think that
yep. they, I remember
they
what
got
you
to
say.
He tweeted what the
W
heck,
right.
but it wasn't, yeah, WTF. Is going on.
Because he's at home and he knows it.
He was out. Yeah, he was injured and he's watching the game. And Rob, the tweet from Keenan Allen, and well, let's hear from Justin Herbert first and then I'll get to that.
All right.
We believe in Coach Staley in the front office 100%. You know, everyone would be lucky to have a coach like Staley. You know, he's been an incredible leader. He's got the respect of everyone on our team. He's genuine. He's himself, and we believe in him. And he's been the same person the past 2 years. And, you know, it didn't go our way this year, but we took a big step forward. And we believe in this coaching staff, this team. We've got the right pieces. We just got to put them together. We got to execute better.
All right. And Joey Bosa and an offensive lineman came out and, you know, they gave their vote of confidence to Staley as well today, and that may be true. I don't know, Rob, but I mentioned the tweet from Keenan Allen, and then after Mike Williams got injured in that game, Rob, that meaningless game, Gerald Everett, the tight end, he had a nice game over the weekend. He said that situation was demoralizing, and Rob, I don't just kind of looking at those things. It did make me wonder. Does Staley have the locker room? Because that's another. I mean, Rob, you mentioned several of the gaffes, and then you lose a 27-0 lead. And, Rob, I get it. Herbert has to wear this to some degree.
Chris,
100%. All the players are not. None of them are absolved from this loss. It was a team effort, so to speak. But, Rob, Brandon Staley, there were a lot of plays where in the second half where they were running them with 12, 15 seconds left on the play clock. Milk the clock.
And Chris, no doubt about it.
That's
and they only ran the ball 4 times in the second half when you have a big lead.
Was it 4 or 7 or something?
I thought it was only
4. But it was a small number.
Right. It was
Rob
small.
G, I think it was 7.
Okay. I thought it was 4. But it ridiculous, Chris.
Right.
Like ridiculous. And this is what you got to know how to play it. Yes. You can't just come out and throw the ball around. Incomplete passes, Chris, the clock stops. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to get – if they had 2 drives, they probably would have won. Like, if you know what I mean?
Right.
You eat up clock. And the other thing is, he's a defensive coach. You
They've
can't let
worse.
You can't
They've
let people get plays over your head, Chris. And you got to have it in front of you. We talk about it all the time. I'll give you 7 or 8 minutes to score a touchdown in front of me.
When I'm up 27-7,
in front of me.
Yes, or 27-0.
Keep throwing
absolutely.
The ball in front of me, and I'll let you make those plays, okay? As long as we eat clock, and it's going to take you 6 or 7 minutes to score this touchdown. But I can't give you a touchdown in 2 or 3 plays. I just Staley,
Rob, you mentioned defensive guru, which is what he had the reputation of. He was a defensive coach
with the Rams.
With the Rams, right? When they won, when they won the Super Bowl, but the year before that, and they were good. And Rob, their defense got worse. It was one of the worst in the league his first year, last year. And then it improved a little this year, but it still was worse than when he took over the team. And finally, Rob, and I hear this, and I'm sure you probably heard it too. Well, he's only 40. He's learning from his mistakes. You see the fourth down calls. He doesn't make them as recklessly anymore. Rob, there's only 32 of these jobs. You don't get a head coaching job in the NFL to learn on the job. Obviously, you will get more experience in things as you coach longer, but you have to be somewhat of a finished product. And I get it, a mistake here or there, but we talked about Mike McDaniel. He made some mistakes in this game. I don't think that's enough, you know, to get him fired. He did a very good job.
No,
otherwise,
not to get him fired.
You're going to make some mistakes. But Rob, you just ran off a laundry list. And they are too good. They've got too much talent to continue to underachieve.
Including the quarterback, Chris, who I don't know what. Did he play the second half? For real.
He was out there, but. they didn't get it. And Herbert didn't have a great game. He only had one touchdown.
No, he didn't have a great game. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was mind-boggling. Yes, you get up 27, you got to realize, how did we get there? We got there because they gave you the ball.
Right.
Right? You didn't put anything together. They gave you the ball in golden opportunities and situations. And they fumbled. You want to talk about fumbling a playoff win? That is huge. Oh. And to think that you're going to take out the coordinators. I'm sorry. Brandon Staley should be fired. And this is why the Chargers... I don't get them. This whole thing about, you want to stay with continuity. You don't want to change. You want to stay with what? Sometimes, Chris, you got to upgrade. You got to decide. We got to do better. We have too much talent. Keep playing around. You think you got windows open forever. Go ask Dan Marino if his window is open forever to win.
Well, and Rob, we've seen this season how much of a difference coaching makes. Look at the Giants. What were they, 4-13 last year?
Yep.
Now they're in the second round of the playoffs.
No doubt. Rob G., you got to add something?
Yeah, so Jim Trotter, friend of the show, NFL Network, he's been on a couple of times.
Okay, so the black Jim Trotter.
The black Jim Trotter. Now, he lives in San Diego, so he's covered this franchise for two decades, basically, right? And he put out a long thread over the weekend after the loss explaining exactly why he doesn't think the Chargers are going to move on from Brandon Staley even after the big loss. And one of the reasons he laid out is that the Chargers front office and ownership is, for lack of a better word, cheap. Just for an example, he says, hey, their last three head coaches, none of them had previous head coaching experience, so they could get them for a lower dollar amount.
There you go,
okay,
Chris.
But
there you go.
Here's just give you an example. These are the three guys they chose recently and who they interviewed beforehand. They spoke to Andy Reid before they hired Mike McCoy. They spoke to Sean McDermott before they went with Anthony Lynn. They spoke with Brian Daboll before they went with Brandon Staley.
They don't want to pay anybody.
Wow, three really good coaches. And so I guess that, I mean, it looks like Staley's going to remain the coach anyway. But to talk about Sean Payton, because he was going to demand major dollars.
That's what Jim Trotter said. He said money is one. The other one, they love their draft picks, and they have a stacked roster because of it. They never trade their picks. So he said don't ever expect them to trade a first-round pick for a coach.
But they keep underachieving.
Right.
They're getting these picks. They got talent, but they don't do much with it. So
it's mind-boggling. Remember the old Marty Schottenheimer teams, Chris. They used to win a lot of games.
Dan Fouts. Yeah. Remember those teams? They were really good.
Coryell was the coach.
The story of the Chargers, Rob, is good, but never great.
Yep.
That's their story, and I don't know. Maybe they're satisfied with that.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.